Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Portland Trail Blazers picked up a win in a loss last night, falling to the Utah Jazz 133-126 in overtime, a game where Shaden Sharpe had 37 points in 35 minutes.
Had a chance for a 40-piece.
Yeah, and didn't play in overtime. Taking the overtime minutes, you had Matisse Thybulle, Delano Banton, Ryan Rupaire, playing the entirety of the overtime period, with Donovan Klingon and Chris Murray splitting a little bit of time there in that final OT, and they got outscored by 7, and the Blazers pick up a win in a loss when it comes to draft lottery odds.
Yeah, I mean, the game kind of was what it was there until it wasn't. It's nice to see Shaden have a game like that. It's nice to see Roops have a game like that. But boy, were the final 2 minutes of regulation something. They were something. I mean, it was complete and utter pandemonium. Filipowski gets away with the most egregious double dribble I've seen in a long time.
Evan Turner on the broadcast was electric. I know some people didn't like it. I thought it was great. Like, what are we
you
doing
are
if you're
not that
complaining?
Locked into that game? It's and if you are
game
no,
79,
down.
They're playing game the worst 80. Team or worst. Yeah, game 80. Jeez, yeah. Game 80. They're playing the worst team in the West.
They're eliminated from playoff contention.
It's a fill-in color analyst who was a former player who is a colorful personality.
Yeah.
He's going to tell stories in that third quarter. But when Filipowski did the double dribble, quote of the night from ET, he goes, "Oh, he did that Angel Reese on the double dribble." And immediately I went, "That's actually true." Mm-hmm. She does a two-hand power dribble. Mm-hmm. She does that.
Yeah.
And he goes, "She does that Angel Reese." I went,
He's not wrong.
Got her.
Not wrong. So because of some things that have happened with Phoenix being a complete dumpster fire, the Blazers needed to lose that game because they have the positive tiebreaker. I should say the negative tiebreaker with the Suns. The Suns hold the season series, so the tiebreaker, if you know, things come to fruition in that sense, they can, if it gets that to point. But in the lottery, what ends up happening is if you're tied, you split the odds and then you flip a coin for the last set of odds if right. You don't move up.
Yes.
Because the lottery is only for the top four picks and then everybody else slots in accordingly. So if neither of those two teams moved up, let's say the Blazers won the coin toss, then the Blazers would be 9 and then the Suns would be 10.
Yep.
If neither team moved up. So it does give you that little additional cushion.
Which is nice.
And the Suns, so here's what's crazy. With Kevin Durant not playing, he can now no longer make All-NBA.
Oh, hey, all right.
Which is, I mean, it's not going to impact him because he's not up for a contract.
He didn't have 65.
So he's not going to be eligible for that list. But you also had the Spurs throw a grenade in last night as Harrison Barnes hits a game winner against the Warriors and possibly knock the Warriors in the play-in. But now it does open up a backdoor chance for the Blazers and Spurs to end up being tied. And now I cue the world of people like they should have lost the Spurs. Look, I get it. I'm with you. But it's done. And you look at what the Spurs did not only last night, but against the Blazers. They played their guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to the Blazers front office and I've talked to other people around the league because I had this reeling suspicion that maybe the Blazers and Spurs got a note from the NBA of, hey, you guys have been two of the most egregious examples of this stuff over the last couple of years. Knock it off. Because they're playing their dudes down the stretch. Now, they're active dudes, which the Blazers have since. You're not going to see Danny Avdia. You're not going to see Anthony Simons. You're not going to see Jeremy Grant. You're not going to see DeAndre Ayton. You're not going to see those guys the rest of the season.
And that's an important note when people say, okay, this is what they should be doing the entire game. You have to have 9 guys active.
Yes.
And if you have a player active, he's got to play. So Tumani Kamara and Shaedon Sharpe have got to play.
Yeah.
Now,
and WAP,
just to get them
to 9. Last night was made active as an emergency active because he knocked knees the other night. And it's a real, like, they don't want to not play WAP.
Yeah. Like, he should be playing, especially when Donovan Klingon is playing in overtime and you don't want him to be playing in overtime. You're going, all right, Chris Murray for the final minute 45?
Yeah, you know, so WAP is just kind of there in a, yeah, he's active, but the knee's a little knocked up.
Yeah, but Tumani Kamara, he missed a layup where it was a great play design.
What an unbelievable pass by Tease.
And a great, Tease had a couple. The dunk was, I didn't think that was part of Matisse Thybulle's game.
Tease's athleticism is otherworldly,
but
man.
That dunk was different. That was like, I thought it was Shaedon Sharpe at the beginning. I was like, whoa.
Because he took off outside the dotted, and it was like, yo.
And I went, whoa, no, that's Matisse Thybulle. Mm-hmm. Like, it was
whole
incredible.
Whole bench
dunk.
Went nuts.
That pass was perfect to Kamara, who got position. He's under the hoop.
Got it in his left hand, too.
On the rim, and it just goes, whoop, bonk, misses. And it was the smile on his face. It was almost as if, like, everybody on the bench was like, good miss.
Good miss. Good miss.
good miss right there, pal.
So I need to blame my TV producer, Danny, the other Danny, with, I want to say, 50 seconds to go in regulation. He goes, he did it, Dusty. What do you not say?
During a game?
In a close game. Where is this game going?
Overtime, yeah.
He said it out loud.
Don't speak it into existence.
Joe and I just looked at him like, what are you doing?
Yep. Did it. Did it.
And it was like, you monster. But it afforded the Blazers the opportunity to kind of lock in at bare minimum where they'll be. Because now, that game against the Warriors, it matters for the Warriors.
Matters a ton for the Warriors. Also, the
Lakers, if they win, if they play
tomorrow.
They've
got tiebreakers.
Yeah.
They got tiebreakers on everybody else, and they have a game advantage.
They literally have tiebreakers on every other team.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're 34 or 35 and 18 against the Western Conference.
That's pretty good.
Like, all their losses, like, their bad losses are against the East.
Hmm.
It's super weird. But they have tiebreakers, and Houston is locked up basically the 2 seed now. The Lakers, with another win, I believe, can lock in the 3 with maybe a minor quibble. But if they win 2, it's definitely done.
Yeah.
So, but it, the very likely occurrence is 3. And at Hoop Summit, the great part about it is you've got all the executives from all of the teams. And I was talking to executives from Houston, from LA, from Golden State. And it was very interesting talking to executives from Houston. They're like, well, we have to decide over the next couple of days what we want to do.
And that's who the Lakers have Friday night.
Do we rest guys? Do we want to make sure we're playing our best? Do we want to maybe knock somebody else down by giving one team a loss or another team a win? Or, you know what I mean? Like, things you can't totally decide, but you can.
Especially with the play-in. The play-in has massaged that a lot because as the 2 seed, we always used to see, and it was not just the last 2 games, it'd be like the last 5 games of the season. They'd be like, all right, if we lose to them, beat them, we will get the favorable matchup.
But with two games remaining basically for everybody, things are still very undecided. The Warriors and Grizzlies can both end up in the play-in.
That's bonkers.
And if you can knock them down, though, if you're the Houston Rockets and you're on the opposite side of the bracket from the Thunder, and you can basically force it to where the Warriors have to play the Thunder and maybe upset them. I don't think it's likely, but if it's between Memphis or Minnesota or Golden State, who would you rather see play OKC? You know what I mean? If you can dictate that and you can try to help massage that and make it more difficult, and now all of a sudden, if you win a round, maybe you get a dark horse run to the Western Conference Finals and Oklahoma City's not there.
Hmm. And by the way, it also could be the Nuggets. Nuggets got a win last night against the Sacramento Kings. David Adelman in his first game as the head coach of the Nuggets gets a win. But they have Memphis coming up tomorrow.
Everyone is playing each other. That's what makes this so great.
It's going to be a wild finish in the West. And the Blazers, they helped themselves out with the loss. And I was totally okay with it.
Oh, totally fine.
And we will see what happens in the final two games. So we're hoping that the Rockets beat the Lakers. So there's something to play for LA in that final game.
Yeah, because, I mean, you want to look, we didn't get to see Luka last time.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't want to see him as a Laker, but I want to see him play.
I don't want to see him. I said this yesterday. Luka going for 50, then beating the Mavs would be great.
Mm-hmm.
He let me down. He only got 45.
Coward.
But that's all I'm rooting for the Lakers.
I'm not rooting the Lakers. I'm done. I just want to watch Luka.
I'm done. I don't want any. I want no positivity for them. None. Except for beating the Blazers in the final game of the regular season.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.